This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 173, Success Story, how Cheryl moved her score from 5.5 to 7 on the Speaking with Three Keys IELTS. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy episode, you are going to hear from a student who, in our course, was able to move her speaking score from a 5.5 to a 7. We'll talk about how she did it and what you can do to increase your score as well. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a very special guest today, Cheryl De La Cruz. She is a student in our course, and she just received a 7 on her IELTS speaking exam. Welcome, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Miss Jessica. Hello. How are you? Hello. Hello, student.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you today. I actually have gotten to speak to you a few times because you were in our power hours in the course.
Yes, absolutely. I always been into your power hour for almost three times in a 1 month. So an avid fan of your power hour.
That's so, I love our power hours. So for our listeners who are not in the course, our power hours are where students sign up and then they meet me online and we talk with each other and practice our speaking, and our students get the speaking and writing feedback. So, the reason why Cheryl is on today is because she got, in a previous test, she got a 5.5 in speaking, and then in her recent test, she got a 7. So we're going to talk about that. So Cheryl, let's talk about the first time you took the test. Was that before you took our course?
Yes, you know what, Miss Jessica? I took this IELTS, I think, on last August this year, and I have no idea yet about your course, about this podcast. And I just rely only on the lessons that I watch on the YouTube and also the materials that I bought from the Philippines, which is the IELTS materials. So I have no really idea about what will should I prepare, particularly the speaking one.
Yeah, I think that's, I think a lot of our listeners are going to recognize that as maybe their own preparation as well. So guys, I mean, this is, you know, this is the first lesson we can learn from Cheryl, is that you cannot just gather random resources and expect to have like a solid preparation plan, you know, especially like when it comes to speaking and writing. I mean, you need really specialized, like a really specialized course to help you with that. So so you, like, you did prepare. I mean, you got some resources, you got some materials, and then you still got a 5.5 on the speaking. Why do you think that was?
Yes, you know what, Miss Jessica, because on that day, I'm really confident that I will hit 7 because I see that I prepared so much and I practiced so much with my, you know, a lot of, you know, statements, because it makes the, you know, interviewer get bored on me. So I try to make her laugh and just make some gestures, you know, like, oh my God, like that.
That's fantastic. I think, in our course, we really encourage people to be relaxed and confident on the exam, not only because that's just a healthy way to approach everything, to be healthy and calm, but also because that fulfills things the examiner wants to see and wants to hear. I mean, all of our strategies in the course, everything we talk about on the podcast, in our course, on our website is that everything we, all the advice we give you is to give the examiner what she or he wants on the speaking and writing. I mean, nothing is wasted. So even though like it sounds fun and I'm glad it is fun, right? To have this practice and to use personal examples and to use these structures. That's exactly what the examiner wants to see. And we could, I mean, we know that it works because you got your seven. Like that, you know?
Yes, Miss Jessica. Thank you also so much for your helpful advice. It was really, really helpful. Really. I want to kiss you right now when I got this seven.
I wish you could. I wish you could. Just a big smack on the cheek to say thank you and a big hug. I would love that.
Yes. Big hug and a big kiss.
Yeah.
Today you're meeting Cheryl, who's a student in the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Our course helped her move from a 5.5 to a 7 on speaking. If you want to do the same thing, you can get into our course now. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and you can get into the trial for your first 3 days to try our listening strategies. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and we'll see you there.
So let's... About the power hours and the advice, what sort of advice did I give you in the power hours that you think would help other listeners?
You know, the one thing good advice that I remember during power hour is to try to speak as much as you can and also think about a story that happened in your life, even, you know, just to fill up the, because, you know, one thing that really makes me nervous is this 2 minutes, speaking test. So, the key of that one is to try to remember some memories or funny memories that could help you, fill those gaps and also, you know, try to talk a lot.
I remember, I think that was the biggest thing holding you back was that speaking part two. And I mean, like Cheryl said, we met, she was in 3 of our power hours. And so I got to see her and your writing as well. I got to see you improve, like every time, every time that I talked to you, right? Like I could see that you were using our advice and our strategies and I could see your score increasing. Like it was amazing. But I mean, I couldn't be happier that our advice and strategies helped you, but there's no way that all of this stuff would have helped you unless you put in the work. And I know that Cheryl, you practiced so much, like you put in so much time into improving. What about your other scores? Cheryl, how did you do in the other parts of the exam?
You know, in my first attempt of my IELTS, I got only 5.5 also on my reading part. And, you know, in my second try, I got 6 already. So at least I got, increased my score a little bit.
Good.
I just only need more practice. I think the best thing to do is a lot of practice, like what you said.
It's just a matter of learning the strategies in the course, and you just have to repeat those strategies until it feels like natural, you know?
Yeah.
But your score did increase, you know? I mean, you're moving in the right direction. Mm-mm. At least we know that, right? So for reading, just review those strategies and just keep practicing. Okay, that's awesome. And then for listening, how'd you do on listening?
For the listening, it's still consistent and also same with writing.
Okay. So what do you think can help you move forward in those scores?
You know, I think the better way to move my score up to 7 is that I need to do a lot of more practice and also, I will try to, get try to listen a lot of, you know, practice test for the listening and also this reading test for, I think, like, in a week, like 3 to 4 times a week. Because, you know, in that time, I just only spent like 2 times a week like that. And also for,
I think in your case, Cheryl, I mean, we know that the strategies work. We know that the strategies in our course work. It's just a matter of taking those and just like you did with the speaking, because it sounds like you put in a lot more time in the speaking practice.
Yes, yes.
You saw what happened when you put in all the effort for speaking and you got your 7. So it's just a matter of taking that time and effort, using the same strategies from the course, and then your other scores will increase as well.
Yes.
So, Cheryl, thank you so much for coming on to the show today. I think our listeners can learn a lot from your experience. I mean, a lot of students are going through the same thing that you did, just scrambling for materials and trying to find some free stuff, maybe buying a textbook here and there. But all that stuff doesn't necessarily get you the scores you need. So, go ahead and try our course out, guys. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. You can try out our course for $1 and see how amazing our strategies are. Just like Cheryl did, and she got a 7 on speaking. Went from a 5.5 to a 7. Like, that's an enormous jump. So, congratulations, Cheryl, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Jessica. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.